Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You ought to be upset. You're 12-60, that you're the biggest joke in the league, that you got paid $13 million to essentially coach the process, except you're trying. We think. We'll get a few ticket texts. I just think they're more embarrassing than the process because the process was open about not trying. Jeff, what do we got on ticket texts, brother?
My bad, Mike. Sorry. The last two times we played the Knicks, we kept it within a score. Last night was a total embarrassment. That's from an unnamed ticket texter.
All right.
I consider myself a diehard Pistons fan. I have not watched this game, or I have not watched this team, excuse me, since December. It's just so embarrassing. I'm even considered the Pistons guy in my friends group.
I don't know that anyone wants to be referred to that moving forward. Go ahead, one more, and we'll get to the calls.
And then this guy says, I would rather listen to NCAA hockey tournament breakdowns than hear another word about this god-awful Pistons team.
Yeah, and that's why there's no basketball in this. I'm highlighting something I know you didn't watch. Because I want you to understand the absurdity of it, both in the moment and in the context of 3 years. That we are witnessing the process, except this isn't the process. You have an absentee owner. You have a GM who I can't even believe he was still here after threatening a fan. And then this guy's going to run a draft. And this coach is, do you know what Monty Williams is? He's Peter from Office Space. You ever see Office Space?
Mm-hmm.
He's Peter. He does not want to be here.
He doesn't. Yeah. Here's where it gets worse.
It can't get worse.
It can.
No.
Can.
No.
Mike, how's it get better next year?
I never said it would get better.
No. If it's not getting better, then what is it getting?
Worse.
Thank you. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse in life.
You mean drafting a 19-year-old French kid who's probably going to take 3 years to get good won't help this team have a dramatic leap?
No.
You mean giving Tobias Harris a four-year, $185 million contract won't make this team a playoff team?
No. That's what I said. As bad as it is now, let's say they get that win and they're at 53 games. Mike, can you say that by this time next year that they would have 70 wins in 4 years? That they could win 17 games.
Yes, 17, yes.
Okay.
27?
You would be
no.
willing? You'd be willing to?
Yes.
Okay. Because the number's going down.
Put the over under at 26.5.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, no great shakes going 27 and 55.
You got a lot more faith. Did you think that they would have been done better last year?
You know what? You know what? This is disappointing. Vern is up next. Vern, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm going to agree with Rico because it's
time out.
Going.
Time out. Why is it Vern and not Big Vern? Why are you changing your moniker? This hurts my soul.
Because if I give anything ethnic to the call screeners, I might not get through since David.
Oh, a shot at the right Reverend. Vern, it's good to hear from you, buddy. Go ahead. Restart the take.
I agree with Rico. I think it's going to, I know it's going to get worse. Can you imagine a three-headed monster, in this upcoming draft? It's kind of pathetic because I liken Troy Weaver to Creed from The Office when they asked him, what does he do here? And he didn't even know. He is simply, it's embarrassing to see his lack of caring. What he did last night, you remember, I think, yeah, it was Brad Ausmus when they were on him about being so soft, and then the next game he argued with the ref, with the umpire for no reason and threw a base. It was like totally out of his character.
Yeah.
So Troy Weaver is essentially, Monty is essentially, he's collecting a free check, and not only are you doing it, you're not even faking like you want to be here. Troy Weaver, and I'm going to say it, is the worst GM we've had. He's worse than Matt Millen. They're worse than the Process Sixers, because we all knew what the Process Sixers were doing. We knew this. They knew this. The whole world knew this. There was, they call it a process because it leads to something. Granted, it is not a championship yet, but it made the team relevant. They're in the playoffs. You got to Joel Embiid. You had Hardens. You knew what the process was leading to. This is leading nowhere. This is the most embarrassing period for a Michigan sports franchise in all of our history. I can't think of anything worse. We've been here through the 0-16 yep. Lions. The Tigers, when they lost all those games, we've been through that. Nothing has looked this embarrassing than I've ever been a part of. Selling the team to Gores was a death blow to this team, and they will not recover as long as he's owner, and we beat that dead horse for forever.
Yeah, and
Lions.
I don't even bother with it anymore.
Right, that's like you guys, mainly you, was like, those arguments are dead. Nothing we could do about it. So it was like you just suffer in silence, and this is a total embarrassment. Rico, it's going to get worse, Mike. There is no hope. The draft is going to be an embarrassment. As long as Monty Williams is here, it's going to be an embarrassment. My kids even ask me, why are you watching this game? They even know how bad the Pistons are. And it's sad, man. It hurts to see.
But you understand why I highlight it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, when something like last night happens and it sparks a conversation, I mean, the Monty thing made the show sheet. Then I go, you know what? They're headed to be 12-70. I go, they won 17 last year, and I'm pretty sure they won less last year than the year prior. So I total the wins. And then I go, all right, how does it comp out to the Sixers? I was in disbelief. It was a 5-game differential. I'm like, wow, this is the process. So I figured I'd bring it to the listeners.
But in hindsight, you know, when you were looking at the process, it's like I was saying, you knew what it was leading to. Here, it's leading nowhere. And last night was, I think, a culmination besides Troy Weaver threatening the fan. It shows what a joke of an organization that we have because he wasn't fired. It's almost to me is like run it up the score in college football. Don't complain about it. If you don't want them to run up the score, stop it. If you didn't want that to happen with last night, have
a relevant team that
displayed as much physical ability as the Golden Girls.
You give me an example. I had no problem. Michigan wanted to run it up on State. You don't like it? Stop them. Mm-hmm. I don't care. For Monty Williams, I mean, the least of your problems is Dante DiVincenzo's record. For Monty, who doesn't have a leg to stand on, he is the proverbial Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump. You do not have a leg to stand on. You cannot, but you have lost the right to get mad about anything other than your own malfeasance.
23-17, possibly 13. By the numbers.
By the numbers. For a GM who's trying and somehow, seemingly, is bulletproof. They let him run the trade deadline. This was a team that was 3-30. They let him run the trade deadline. They let him threaten to kick a fan's ass. Kept his job. And now, seemingly, he's going to draft again in the top five and have $65 million in cap space. What could go wrong?
Mikey's gotten worse. 23-17-13. And you're thinking he could jump back up to 26?
It's just dumb luck at that point.
I think the luck has run out. Apparently, the Luck got smart. Took a couple classes, night courses. It's not dumb anymore. I would say it's going to get worse before it gets better.
No, it can't. It just can't. What are you going to win, 8 games next year? It can't. It can't. Come on.
Mike, they were taking bets that they wouldn't win another game this year.
Well, that was a silly bet by Jim Costa.
No. Vegas was offering the bet.
Because they knew idiots right. would do it.
They honestly, I wouldn't feel comfortable saying that they would win more than 13 games next year. Unless you strike it rich with one of your draft picks. And it just...
Nah. We're getting Tobias Harris. It's going to be all right.
The second go-around.
At age 32.
All right.
248-539-9797. All right, football season's over, and mercifully, so is basketball. Mix and match madness at Hungry Howie's. It's simple. It's a Kenny Cott style deal, because now they got one of these. Have you heard of these brookies? This is a Jim Costa thing. It's a cookie and a brownie together. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.